Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Hello? Does it work?
It works.
It works. It works. It works. We're here in Yarrington. It works. The brand new Valleywide Co-op store, the official ribbon cutting ceremony, is between 9:30 and 9:45 this morning, right before the doors are unlocked for the grand opening. Craig, you haven't been inside.
I have.
Oh, you did go inside.
I went inside because I needed to use some facilities.
I did too, and they are, that is the most beautiful facility.
That
steel door, it looked like I was going into Fort Knox.
I was gonna say, yeah, you've got to go through, open up the combination to get in.
Yes, but this door is beautiful. It's like Fort Knox, and that's what I admire. Yeah. In a restroom. This
are we talking about, I mean, the restroom? Yeah, so no more potty humor.
This is a beautiful day. Well, first off, I was looking forward to this drive to Yarrington. It was a beautiful drive. Look at us. We're set up in the tent outside here at 15 U.S. 95 alternate Yarrington for the grand opening. Dignitaries are here. Everybody's very excited for the Valleywide Country Store. So I walked in. Okay, things that caught my attention. 6-foot-tall fan, lots of Yeti stuff, lots of camping supplies, plenty of cat food to make me happy, and tons of gardening things for my wife to be, but she's not here.
I didn't expect Kathy to come with you today.
Yarrington, folks, where gas is $3.87 at the Sinclair. I kid you not. This is what the gas buddy says. I have been out to confirm it. $3.87 gas in Yarrington. And according to gasbuddy.com, Yarrington has the cheapest gas in the entire state of Nevada.
I know where I'm going to fill up before I leave to you.
I was going to fill up before, but I had work to do. But $3.87 at the Sinclair. And if it's too backed up there, I don't think it would be. It's a small town. $3.99 at the Chevron.
And that's just right there. I can see the sign for the Chevron right here.
$3.99 for a gallon of gas. Now, diesel is a fright right now, but you get diesel here for $5.37 a gallon, or $5.43 at the Maverick, where my card gets me 2 cents off. So to me, that's $5.41.
Hey.
And fill up and come out here for the grand opening of Valleywide Co-op Store. You know, I didn't think of this till now, but you and I, because it's an hour 20-minute drive, we could have driven together.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
I didn't either. We could have solved all the world's problems
in a conversation on the drive, on the hour and 20-minute drive. Yeah.
Well, it would be 5 minutes of us solving things and an hour 15 minutes gossiping.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially about Phil.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Earlier said I have had my fill of Phil, but he knows I was only joking.
Okay. This is the grand opening of the Valleywide Co-op Store, Highway 95 alternate in Yarrington. I'm here till noon. The grand opening party goes till 2 o'clock. It's about to start here, folks. Come on by to Yarrington, fill up. We're going to have an hourly raffle for door prizes from all the vendors here. You don't have to be present to win. 20% off the entire store. That Yeti stuff is calling my name. Door prizes and giveaways. We're going to be giving away a Traeger grill. And right now they're setting up the bounce house for me and Craig. Bring the kids out here. And the $3 meal deal includes 2 tacos, rice and beans, a drink, $3. And it goes to support the local 4-H and Future Farmers of America people. We have candidates for the upcoming election coming by who are running in Lyon County. The bounce house, temporary tattoos, a coloring area for kids while you stop, a rubber ducky fishing tank with prizes, and Yeah, meet everybody here. The Valleywide Country Store Grand Opening Event. I have been looking so forward to meeting our listeners in Lyon County. You know, speaking of gas, I had somebody asking me, I was at Marcolino's, the brand new Italian restaurant that used to be Rapscallions.
Oh, yeah.
It opened up in Wells some time ago. And this listener said to me, you know, with the gas prices where they are you going to do your news and your radio show from home? Because, yes, it is technically possible.
It is.
To do that. Now, he goes, should I expect you to be a stay-at-home employee until you retire? I will never retire.
Exactly.
I am not going to retire, and the gas prices do bite, but personally, I believe in going to work. I'm not putting people down who don't, but for me, I just believe in going to work. It would be completely possible for me to work entirely from home, but I just personally believe in going to work. I think I do better, I feel better, and I produce better, and, you know, I earn my pay better. That's not supposed to be funny. Stop it.
Is David laughing at you?
Yes, he is. Get Greg Wood over here. He's the big wig with Countrywide. Valleywide. Okay. So, Yarrington, come out here. What?
Valleywide Country Store.
Okay. Valleywide Country Store. Get it right, John. Yarrington, come out here. Celebrate the grand opening of your new Valleywide Country Store. It's going on now to 2 o'clock in the afternoon at 15 U.S. Highway 95 alternate. Bring the whole family, join your neighbors, kids activities, win great prizes, and a special grand opening sale, 20% off statewide, store-wide. It's now in progress because there's people here, and they opened up the doors. The hours usually are 10 a.m., but they're opening because it's a huge grand opening going on right now. They can't wait to celebrate with you. Valleywide. What is Valleywide Cooperative? It is proudly owned by farmers and ranchers across the northwestern United States. It is a true country store with fuels, propane, farm supplies, feed, goods. And this has been around since 1920. It's their first appearance in this area. Valleywide Co-op has empowered farmers and ranchers, increasing their bargaining power and offering high-quality products and services. And Valleywide has donated more than $1 million in the form of scholarships, grants, and donations. And basically, these are good people. So, hey, tax day. Wasn't that fun? I'm just thinking about the week here.
Taxes. Yes.
Well,
death and taxes, the only two things you can count on.
Actually, every day is tax day, right? Essentially. But it's so funny how April 15th has changed over the years. And I was thinking how it was back in the day. The IRS would set up in parking lots. And, you know, the IRS had a pretty big presence in Reno. The IRS had kind of a big building on West Moana. It was by Lakeside. And now they centralize to other places. Like, why do we send our tax returns to Ogden, Utah? But there was a big building there on West Moana. And on April 15th, there would be two or three of their tents set up in parking lots. And radio stations would be out. Wild Bill Cody and, you know, maybe Palmer Stewart would be there. They'd be passing out donuts, and there'd be lines of cars. I kid you not. And they would be handing, people would be handing in their tax returns out the window to the IRS agents, who would put them in a big box. And at the post office out on Vassar, April 15th, the radio DJs would have their tents set up. 6 o'clock at night, the TV stations would have reporters there doing their live reports. And the, well, would you look at the line of cars here? And the post office, they would stay open till like midnight, postmarking your tax returns. And it was amazing. It was like real community. And it was great. It was even fun. It was a great demonstration of how, you know, only we in Reno could make tax day into a joyous time. That's what Reno was. But Yarrington's better. So come on. For our grand opening celebration, 20% off everything in the store. Their first day of business at the Valleywide Co-op Country Store. Everything is inside for farm and ranch, tools, hardware, Lawn and Garden, and let me see, what else? Women's wear, boots, 6 foot tall fan, cat food, Yeti things. And I was just looking at one aisle. But the address again, put it in your phone, 15 U.S. Highway 95, alternate Yerington, Nevada. A beautiful drive, and we're set out with the most perfect weather. So we have our first guest coming up next. I'm John Potter, going to take a break right now on 99.1 and 92.3 FM for you Yerington listeners. Come on out and see us. And folks, don't forget, and this is the big draw, come for $3.87 a gallon gas in Yerington, diesel $5.37. There. That should fill the highway right there. We're going to take a break right now. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, live and local, FM News Talk, time 9:17.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
I probably have not sounded excited enough about this grand opening. I'm drinking my Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. It'll kick in. This is amazing. This brand new valley-wide country store. The doors just opened, 20% off everything inside, all these tents set up for all this fun and everything. I'm here with Lyon County Commissioner for District 2, J. Scott Keller, who lives in Silver Springs and is running to stay in your position at the Lyon County Commission. Hello, Jay or Scott? What do I call you?
Well, everybody knows me by Scott, but my first name is James, so I put it on there so that because legally I'm James.
Right? This is so, very, very confusing.
So when someone calls me on the phone and says, "Hey, James," I know that they don't know me. Most people know me by
that's
Scott.
So. Great. That's a very good idea. So I was looking at your website, which is Keller4Commissioner.com. On this website, you say Lyon County sits right at the center of one of the fastest growing economic regions in the West. I had an idea that it's growing, but how fast do you think right now? And do you think it's the fastest growing county in the state?
I think we're prepared to be the fastest growing in the state. But right now, because of the surrounding areas that have already grown in the past, and we've kind of been left behind a little bit. But that isn't a negative thing. That's probably a pretty positive thing that we haven't done the same mistakes they did. So by looking at what they've done, I think we've created the environment mm-hmm. to where people can come out here, work a little harder, and enjoy the rural lifestyle. So I think we're going to really boom coming forward.
What's this county going to look like in 10 years?
Well, that's up to the citizens of Lyon County, because that's who I represent. And so I really want them to be vocal, let me know what they like. I don't want to destroy the rural value. I was born and raised here in northern Nevada. Just
that means a lot, right?
Same hospital as my dad was born in. I've lived in Silver Springs for 30 years. I enjoy the rural lifestyle, so to me that's very important. We will have growth, we will have progress, but I think the citizens need to be very vocal and let me know, you know, so that we don't destroy that.
My heart kind of belongs in Silver Springs because we adopted our two white cats from your wonderful group of people who work at Silver Springs, and we came out to the little tiny office where the cats were, and they hid behind the bookcase and everything. And they are Silver Springs cats through and through. All right, so could you briefly share your background, Scott, James? And I'm going to call you Scott because
yes.
I'm from the okay.
Just Scott.
And so, what's your background? And describe this community engagement that you were just talking about. People should be more engaged because of the growth. But what engagement led you to serve as a Lyon County Commissioner? How did it begin?
Well, it started off in Silver Springs. I'm a carpenter by trade, but I became a contractor, a general contractor, and an electrical contractor. My wife is a real estate broker for 30 years or 28 years, and we own a real estate business. So the community came out and said, some members of the community asked me to sit on the town advisory board. And I thought this would be a great opportunity to know more what's going on in my community. They made me chair. I stayed chair for 15 years. I also chaired the Central Lyon County Parks for 14 years. And I also was the president of the Silver Springs Mutual Water Company, so I was very vested in my community. And I enjoyed it, and when the opportunity came to run for county commissioner, I thought I could bring that same enthusiasm and everything into the county.
Let me ask you this about Silver Springs. When USA Parkway was talked about and building up, I thought for sure things would explode in Silver Springs. It's such a perfect place to live if you're working at USA Parkway, but Silver Springs has kind of stayed the same. Where's the other places easier to build or what?
Well, it's not a matter of building. It's a matter of site selectors, things like that. So when a site selector comes out, they look for four things. They look for freeways, waterways, airports, and rail. And Silver Springs doesn't have that. They have a highway, and it is a crossroads of a highway, and it's also got the USA Parkway. So we're going to get the expansion because of the overflow, because of already built out in the other areas. We didn't have that originally, where if you're on I-80, they had rail and
but for residential, it's a perfect location for USA workers.
Right. If we were trying to import people for other counties, we kind of want them to build their own houses for their own counties. We build our houses for our citizens. But as we bring in businesses, we're prepared to build houses for those citizens that we bring in. So growth will be a lot easier to do now because we didn't expand the wrong way.
All right. This is a partisan race. And you are a registered Republican. We're talking about, again, Lyon County Commission, District 2. How have you been involved with the Republican Party? Are you true red in this? And
Well, I was the chair of the Lyon County Republican Central Committee representing Lyon County, and I did two terms as that chair. I stepped down from that chair to run for office. And so when I ran, I didn't want to use that as a leverage tool, but now that I'm sitting here, I am the past chair and I act as their parliamentarian. But since then, I've been elected by the rural counties to represent the rural GOP caucus. So I chair that position, and that also sets me on the position of on the executive board for the Nevada GOP. And I'm endorsed by the Nevada GOP chairman. So you're
the real Republican.
So I don't think those people would support me if I wasn't. So I think my record stands for it.
I got to jump ahead to this question. Is any company wanting to build a data center in Lyon County? And what's your take on data centers?
There's quite a few that are wanting to move into the area. But
really?
We have to kind of go over it a little bit. Mm-hmm. We sit on different boards, and one of the boards I sit on is the NACO board, Nevada Association of Counties, and also the National Association of Counties. And on those boards, we get more information and more research than we normally would get from just the people that want to come in. So we're also part of a cohort for the Rural Energy Academy, which we also talk about data centers and solar fields. So we're actively getting more knowledge through those organizations. And so we're actively working on having addressing the permitting, planning, zoning, and create a good, strong county ordinance, I guess, is where we're going with this, because we got information from all over the United States.
I mean, we hear a lot of horror stories about what data centers can do, depleting electricity and water. Some people say, well, the data centers, you have to insist that they use a closed loop system for the water and not take the water from the community. And these are guidelines that I'm sure that are important to you when these things come up, right?
Exactly. And I know a lot of people are concerned about that, but you'd have to realize that the people putting the data centers in realize that too. They don't want to do something wrong for the community. They want to be there for a while. And so at the same time, they're developing the technology so they don't use water, because it's just not Nevada. It's all the western states. And they want to be in every county and everywhere in the United States, I think. So they're actively developing that. So I look forward to that. The one that is coming into Silver Springs that wants to come into there, I think they're like 12 acre feet of water for thousands of square foot building. You know, okay. So in reality, they use less water than if we allowed houses to go in there or any other industry. So they're using less water than everybody else.
You have a lot of public land here, big share of Lyon County. And any challenges that come with that or changes, any usurping head for public lands to become developed?
So we're really, really informed on that. We have good contacts with the BLM. We also develop with the state forestry, different ideas like revenue sharing, that type of thing. I sit on the Nevada Association of Counties. Public Lands and Natural Resource Committee.
Okay.
And so with that, we are actively involved a little bit more than what you see. If you attended those meetings, you'd know more. But that's a constant thing with us. We want to protect the rights of the people that invested in our communities, not give away our public lands.
Okay. So, final question, Scott. If you're reelected, again, folks, this is J. Scott Keller, keller4commissioner.com for Lyon County Commission District 2. What do you want to do if you're reelected in your next term?
Well, I've developed a lot of relationships through the national level, and that to me is the most important for Lyon County right now, is to bring back funding for our infrastructure. I brought back $3.2 million last year. We've applied for $6.7 million this year.
Okay.
Also, while we're up there, we talk about stuff that's not even in my jurisdiction. It's like EMS. We're trying to get funding for treatment in place to where Medicare, Medicaid, and veterans will get paid for that. Also, we work on stuff like schools, which we're not in control of, but when we go back there, I got SRS refunded for not only last year, but this year and next year. So that's pretty important.
You guys do so much there. Lyon County Commission, District 2, J. Scott Keller, who lives in Silver Springs. You can check his campaign website, Keller, the number 4, commissioner.com, keller4commissioner.com. Thank you, Scott, for coming by. Good luck in the election coming up here.
Thank you, and I really hope everybody comes out here to Valley Wide.
You got to go in and get some stuff.
Oh, man. I'm headed in.
20% off everything. All right, I'm John Potter, live and local, back with you after Fox News and local news with Greg Neft, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, broadcasting live at 15 U.S. Highway 95 alternate, where Valley Wide Country Store is opening its doors right now. FM News Talk time, 9:30.
It's the weekend with John Potter. 99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. We're broadcasting live. Gosh, sounds like we're in a studio with semi-trucks going by.
It's amazing.
That's exactly it. We're outside the brand new Valley Wide Country Store in Yerington, and Brain Health Formula's Derek Lee has come by to do this. I'm so glad you did this instead of calling on the phone.
Yeah.
But I think you have an ulterior motive, and that's to, the Bounce House.
The Bounce House. I know you love those. Yes. Yeah.
But 20% off everything in the entire store.
Wow.
Door prizes, giveaways. We're giving away a Traeger grill. $3 meal deal with tacos, rice, and beans, drink. And they are setting that up right now. And the ribbon cutting is happening any moment now. The biggest draw, I hate to say it, country store, but the gas is $3.87 a gallon.
Oh, my gosh.
In Yerington, the cheapest gas in the state of Nevada.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, Mavericks, $3.99. I mean, this free business.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's incredible.
So you and I took different routes here.
Yeah.
My phone told me to take 80 to USA Parkway to Ramsey Cutoff to 95 alternate.
Wow.
Your phone told you something different or
told us to go through Virginia City to take 6 Mile Canyon Road to Highway 50 to then 95.
And now I find out, asking around about it, that is 10 minutes quicker.
It's supposed to be,
than the route I had. I've never had a case where the phone lied to me like that.
You know, the stressful thing for us driving down here was at the top of 6 Mile, well, actually about 5 miles into 6 Mile Canyon.
Yeah.
There's a sign that says road closed. And so it was very stressful for us because we're like, oh, we're 15 minutes into 6 Mile Road, 6 Mile Canyon Road.
Yeah.
And if the road's closed, we're going to have to turn around and come back up through Virginia City all the way to Highway 50 and then out. And so because with GPS just tells you where the quickest route based on the road, doesn't tell you if the road's closed.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, I won't tell you that. And so that was the big concern.
So how did you get through?
It wasn't closed. And so it was just a big misdirect. So it was very stressful.
Woke you up.
Definitely triggered anxiety, that's for sure.
Would you believe Derek Lee has another new product? Oh, my gosh. He just will not stay out of that lab. How do you have time for Kathy?
It's very stressful time sometimes.
Well, I mean, your brain is constantly going with these new formulas at your new location, your store, your lab, and offices all together in South Reno. Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies at 780 Smithridge Drive in the back, where a lot of great local businesses are. People don't even know they're there. 780, yeah, put it in your phone, 780 Smithridge Drive. But we're here right now at 15 U.S. Highway 95 alternate Yarrington for this big grand opening. Okay, new formula.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that I like to do is I've had a lot of calls in the last month or so about how to reduce high blood pressure. How do we improve cholesterol? How do we improve brain function? And so with those parameters, people calling me asking those questions, you know, I just keep researching, and something popped up in what I was researching, and something said seahorse peptide. I'm like, seahorse peptide? What? There's no way that there could actually be a peptide based on seahorses. Seahorses are
seahorses?
Like in the ocean, in tidal pools.
Like the thing we saw in the back of the comic books?
Yeah.
Kids buy your seahorse?
That's right.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not joking. So apparently, seahorses have been used for brain tonics and liver and kidney cleansers since ancient Greece. For 5,000 years, this has been used. And so what I started looking at was, okay, well, if the ancient Greeks have been using it for 5,000 years to current, Chinese medicine has been using it for 4 to 5,000 years also, as not only as a brain tonic, but as an aphrodisiac, as a libido enhancer, and for erectile dysfunction. It also works for asthma, lung issues, kidney issues, liver issues, has all these benefits. And so the ancient Greeks actually named, from a Latin name, Hippocampus abdominalis. That's based on big belly seahorse. And so it actually has a direct effect on the hippocampus, which the hippocampus is our primary learning center. It's how we learn, it's how we uptake information. It has a direct effect on how short-term and long-term memory happens. And so it's really fascinating. So it works on blood pressure. It helps to reduce heart palpitations. It helps reduce heart function. Well, reduce is probably not the best way to say it. It helps to improve heart function, which lowers heart blood pressure, lowers heart rate from a natural place. And so it helps us with focus. It helps us to pay more attention. It helps us to be more direct. For me, what's happened is I actually am, my mind is more calm. And so when my mind's more calm, I can actually focus on what I'm doing to be more efficient. And it helps me to learn more efficiently because my mind's more calm. It's not looking at all different things all at once.
I'm so glad Mom and Dad did not know this when I had my seahorses
right.
as a kid. They'd be gone. Is that the active ingredient?
It is.
Seahorses?
It took me quite a while to find a company.
Are there a lot of them out there to
apparently harvest? So the company I found actually has a farm in the ocean to where they actually kind of breed seahorses. So it's not necessarily damaging the native population. They actually generate seahorses. So it's not compromising the seahorse population because they actually breed them in the sea. And so it's very sustainable. It's very environmentally friendly. And so it took me a lot of time to actually find a company that does things for the proper way. And so Chinese medicine is the big seller. Traditional Chinese medicine buys a tremendous amount of seahorses for libido, for erectile dysfunction.
It's good they grow them. I mean, this was my concern when krill was the hottest thing. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, you're going to decimate the the little the food for the fish and everything. Yeah. But no, they just make more.
They just make more. And so that's one of the things we focused on with the seahorse peptide. It's broken down through enzymatic process. And so it actually is seahorse peptide. So it's just broken down the entire seahorse. There's a tremendous amount of health benefits.
Yeah, that's the longest list of health benefits I think I've ever heard of.
Yeah, and that's only some of them. And so a lot of the brain stuff, so it's one of the few components that actually directly works on the hippocampus. Hippocampus is what starts to fall apart with people that have MS. And so it actually helps the hippocampus, which is our main learning center, to rebuild. It increases neuronal activity, neurogenesis in the hippocampus. Mm-hmm. And so when we use something like seahorse peptide and restore, then we're going to specifically target the hippocampus. Restore is going to activate the brain. So you actually get a compounding benefit utilizing restore and seahorse peptide.
How many health benefits did you count them up from this?
There's probably more than 20.
You ran through the list. I only remember erectile dysfunction, but there's a bunch, right?
There's a bunch. Blood pressure, cholesterol, kidneys, liver,
listen,
brain
folks, I'm okay. I'm okay, all right? All right. High blood pressure.
High blood pressure.
And that's what started you on this hunt.
It did.
When people were calling and they had an issue with high blood pressure.
Yeah, that's what started. It's high blood pressure. Also works
well,
on pancreas.
Well, that's huge, right?
It is.
I mean, that's inflammation and everything, and inflammation is the killer.
It is the killer for everything. And one of the things that I think affects the brain the most is when there's inflammation in the brain, and that happens just as easy in the body, and so we just don't recognize it because we don't feel how the brain's functioning unless we get a headache.
So it's buy three, get one free.
Yep.
Of seahorse peptide.
That's correct.
That's an awesome deal.
It is. It's a great deal. It's a great product. And so we went from our traditional labels back to what we used to do, which is just find pictures of relevance of the product. And so we actually...
You got a picture of a seahorse?
Picture of a seahorse on the label.
No kidding.
It's in the newest product page. It's also in the brain health section of the product page. And so, yeah, I don't... The more stabilized labels are boring to me. So, I just wanted to get back into more creation, more creativity.
Seahorse peptide, buy three, get one free right now at brainhealthformulas.com. And Derek always wants to hear what effect these products have had on you folks. And we're going to talk testimonials up next about your last new product.
Perfect.
And other products that you have at brainhealthformulas.com. Buy three, get one free. Seahorse Peptide. I'm John Potter, here till noon at the grand opening of the Valley Wide Country Store. Doors are opening right now. The ribbon cutting going on right now. 20% off everything in the store. We're giving away a Traeger grill. There's a bunch of stuff here. Cheap gas in Yarrington, too. Come on by. 15 U.S. Highway 95 alternate. Yarrington. We'll be back shortly. FM New, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 9:47.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
This weather is just the best. We're here in Yarrington in the parking lot of this brand new store, grand opening celebration of Valley Wide Country Store. The sun is out on us. It's 45 degrees, according to my phone. Not a bit of wind at all. This is the most beautiful. So, okay, weather and gas prices. There you go. And third, the deals inside Valley Wide Country Store. And the places. Oh, look at this. Look at the line.
I know. It's amazing.
Look at the line. All right, Derek, brainhealthformulas.com. Once again, the deal today. Buy three, get one free of the all-new formula. Seahorse peptide. I can't wait to hear the reviews from people when you're on next Saturday. But tell me about the latest testimonials and what people are saying about some of your products.
One of the most significant ones to me was this individual has been taking Hydra for a few weeks, and she's been able to reduce 90% of her sciatica pain.
I can't wait for that to kick in because I have the same issue.
Yeah.
And I just started taking Hydra 4 days ago. I keep a log now.
That's great.
I keep a log because I want to know which product is responsible for what.
Yeah.
So Hydra, I just started 4 days ago.
She's been taking 3 or 4 capsules a day for a few weeks, and she also uses a decompression table. And so what I communicated to her was, I believe that if you can decompress the spine, and Hydra's going to help to reboot, build the fluid, that you can actually rehydrate and rebuild the fluid dynamics in the spinal column. And so, and based on what she's communicated to me, that she's actually been able to relieve a lot of pressure on her nervous system, what I think of in combination of Hydra and the decompression table. So Hydra has been able to significantly reduce nerve pain by rebuilding the fluid dynamics in the spine itself.
That is the most wonderful story, because I'll tell you, the worst thing about that sciatica issue, you can't sleep.
That's right.
Any position you choose, you can, so it's tossing and turning on the stomach, on the back, and finally give up and read something boring.
Yeah, until I fall asleep again.
Until you fall asleep for maybe like 2 hours.
And then you start over.
All right. It's a bigger sleep issue for me than those darn cats. There's just no way. Okay, what else? Any other testimonials?
We could continue to get more and more information for All Systems Go and how it helps them, helps people lose weight. 2 capsules a day, 1 capsule in the morning, 1 capsule in the afternoon or before lunch, and then lactoferrin in the evening, and people have been dropping 3 or 4 pounds a week. And so I get multiple calls about that every single week. That's one of the things that's pretty consistent. We've had someone else say the anti-aging bundle is the best bundle they've ever seen, and they've been buying anti-aging products for 20 years, and they said you can't beat that one. And so we get a lot of calls with information like that on a regular basis. So it's been, I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for the feedback.
And what is your phone number for people to call?
Thanks.
And when you sell the items, you do tell people to contact you.
Yeah.
Because we need this research and we need to know what people say. So how can people leave their reviews?
775-634-7789 is my phone number. People can also leave reviews on the website if they want to. People call me and give me their reviews, and I'm really bad at translating that into the website, which is my fault. I know a lot of people rely on that for information to make purchases, and I don't always transfer that information. I try to vocalize a lot of it on the radio, and I realize I just communicate the highlights of what I've been told throughout the week.
Yeah.
But I do the best that I can.
Phone number again.
775-634-7789. We also have a Facebook page up.
What's on that?
There's a lot of information. I find videos on Facebook, and I post clips that I believe in. And so that's Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies is the Facebook page. So we have that. And just another FYI, we're going to be at the convention center on May 7th with the Chamber of Commerce.
And so what are you doing there?
We're going to have displays up. I'm going to be there. Kathy's going to be there. And so our booths are right next to each other.
What's the event?
It's for Chamber of Commerce. There's going to be 300 vendors there, all providing information. It's going to be great.
This is on May
7th at the convention center from 10 to 2.
Oh, that's big time
for
you.
It is. It's going to be great.
You're going to get worn out. Listen, when we did the broadcast at your new location there on Smith Ridge, there was people wouldn't leave you alone. They had a million questions.
We were there till 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, yeah. Talking to people.
Yep.
Getting in line to talk to Mr. Derek Lee.
Yeah.
BrainHealthFormulas.com. So I was at Costco yesterday, and Linda has the table set up there for the free samples. Uh-huh. You ever go?
Yeah.
Costco? Linda is so cool. Hi, Linda. I know you're listening. And so we got in a discussion of what she enjoys hearing what you have to say.
Oh, wow.
She's probably a customer of yours. Of all exciting things to talk about, we talked about the brain barrier.
Mm.
Oh, that was a fun conversation. And you keep bringing this up all the time.
Yeah.
But she swears by citicoline.
Yeah.
Do you have that ingredient in any of your products?
Yes. I don't know what off the top of my head, though. I've been thinking, you mentioned this earlier to me, and I can't remember what it is, but I do have it in something.
This sounds like the hot new thing, because remember for a while it was the MSM was the hot new thing. City Choline.
Yep.
But you knew about this months ago, and you already put it in your products.
Yeah.
So tell me about City Choline.
City Choline is the closest thing to actually converting into acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is a primary neurotransmitter in the brain.
Yeah.
It's part of every single nervous, neurotransmitter in the brain. And so it's a key component to keeping our brain healthy. And so acetylcholine is the closest thing to acetylcholine. And so it's easy to convert to acetylcholine. And a lot of science believes that the lack of production of acetylcholine can provide as part of the reason to brain degradation as we get older.
All right. Next Saturday, we'll find out what products you have that ingredient in.
Sounds great.
It sounds like MSM, because that is an ingredient that triggers another ingredient.
Yeah. Yeah.
In turn.
Yep.
So,
did you know that MSM is the byproduct of DMSO?
No, DMSO. Now I'm trying to remember.
DMSO is dimethyl sulfoxide.
Of course.
Which is the skin serum.
I knew that.
Which is the skin serum. MSM is the powdered version of DMSO.
Okay, Derek. Great party conversation there.
It's great. Yeah.
Brainhealthformulas.com.
That's right.
You know what I did take was DHEA.
Oh, wow.
Can't find it anymore.
No,
anyway.
It's one of those banned products because it works.
It was. Oh, my gosh. We have more to talk about next Saturday, Derek Lee.
Yes, sir. Thank you, John.
Brainhealthformulas.com. John Potter here, broadcasting live in Yerington, 15 U.S. Highway 95 alternate for the grand opening. Valleywide Country Stores back after Fox News 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time 9:58.